two towns far away from each other, have discovered that they share a unique bond. Dull is a tiny village in Perthshire, Scotland. Boring is a town in Oregon. Now, a very exciting development, Dull and Boring plan to become sister communities. It all began when a woman who lives in Scotland drove past Boring and emailed her friend back in Dull about what she'd seen. And here to help us tell the story are people from each community. First, Tom Pringle, who is the Secretary of the Community Council for Dull. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
And Stephen Bates, who's Chair of the Community Planning Organization in Boring.
Good afternoon.
And Tom Pringle, I understand that you and Stephen Bates have never actually met.
No, that's true, and this is the first time I've actually made any sort of contact with them.
Mr. Bates, I understand that Boring bills itself as the most exciting place to live. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And Mr. Pringle, does Dull bill itself as the most shining village in Scotland or something of that sort?
Well, I would say at times like tonight, yes, it's a beautiful night. Yesterday, I would have had to agree with the people who say that Dull is dull because we had heavy rain and very low clouds. But no, it's had its moments in the past. We've got, as you know, the Dull Ladies Book Club.
The Dull Ladies Book Club. Is there a Boring Book Club in Boring?
No, there is not a Boring Book Club that I am aware of.
Well, have you come up with a slogan for this partnership?
Well, Boring came up with a slogan yesterday. The slogan is Boring and Dull, a pair for the ages.
Sound good to you, Tom Pringle?
That sounds excellent, yes, and they're way ahead of us there because we haven't thought of it. The only thing we're thinking of, our sign is very attractive for the car. Numerous cars stop to take pictures of the sign, and I'm sure if we added Boring to the sign in some way, there would be even more cars stopping.
I gather, Stephen Bates, that Boring, the name Boring, comes from a man named Boring who founded the town. Is that right?
The namesake is William H. Boring. His great-grandson still lives here. In fact, he's one of my neighbors.
And Dull, where does the name Dull come from?
Dull is, I believe it's Dual, and it's an old Gaelic name. And there is a couple of theories as to what it is. I won't go into them now because I might embarrass myself by getting the wrong one.
Well, here's my question for both of you. I wonder if either of you has ever traveled in the state of Virginia, about 65 miles southwest of Blacksburg, to the town of Bland.
I have never been to America, although my daughter is just about to marry an American from Connecticut.
Well, that's a stone's throw from Oregon right there.
Yes.
and Stephen Bates?
Yes, I have been to Virginia. I have driven by Bland. I have never been in Bland.
But you didn't think when you saw the road sign of, now you could compound it to Boring, Bland, and Dull.
We just might have to make that contact. Hey, Tom?
this signpost could be getting bigger by the day.
Well, thanks to both of you for being anything but dull and boring with us. And good luck to you in your partnership.
Thanks very much, Robert.
That was Tom Pringle of Dull, Scotland, and Stephen Bates of Boring, Oregon. The two towns intend to become sister communities.